All right, let's get over to our next guest, Henrietta Pacmon, Head of Global Fixed Income at Allspring. Henrietta, thank you so much for joining us. You know, I've been asking this question. Bonds now in the US, I'm looking at also, obviously, you look at duration here as well, representing a buying opportunity.
Well, they're certainly looking a lot more interesting than they have in years. So, yes, I would say that this is an area to start looking at. And you know, if you look at investment-grade bonds, you're over 5% now. That's the case in the UK as well. And even on the European side, you've got your investment-grade credit heading towards 4% at this juncture.
So it would be tempting to buy the two-year at 4.12%, but obviously you're basically losing money over these 2 years because the inflation rate is higher than that. But I guess in today's day, losing less money is better than losing a lot of money.
I think that you've called it right there. You know, we are in an interesting situation where you know, the message this week is that central banks are serious about dealing with inflation, and what the moves that we're seeing in the markets are testimony to that. And that's going to have an impact on growth, and that's going to have an impact on the economy. So they're looking to slow down the economy. We're going to have to see by how much. You know, it is a question of looking at pockets of opportunity at this juncture.
You'd also have to be fairly confident that the dollar can maintain its gains as well.
That, you know, the currency moves that we've seen this year have been quite extraordinary, and we are seeing king dollar at the moment, and we've been respecting that dollar strength. It's there for a reason, and I absolutely it'll be interesting to see if that holds. And it's been interesting to see in the last couple of days it's starting to be a topic. You know, we've seen Japan move, we've seen disappointment post the rate hike in the UK and the impact that that's had on sterling. So yes, currency is a consideration, and what you do with it, and whether you hedge it or not.
So if, you know, with fixed income, you do have to pay a lot of attention to the currency. You know, Warren Buffett famously doesn't like bonds because he's concerned about currency fluctuation. In Japan, they intervene, which, okay, we have seen a 20% move in the yen weaker against the dollar, but all they would have to do is adjust the yield curve control program. Yields would shoot up and the currency would too. So it's a little funny to intervene on one side when you could actually do it and not call it intervention on another side.
Absolutely, but that would be a big step for Japan.
And what would be the impact of that? And some people say that could really be a complete and total shock to the global bond market.
I think it would be a shock to the global markets if it happened. I don't think it would be necessarily a surprise. It's something that would make sense, but I think it would be a shock for sure.
Well, you know, of course, we saw the intervention by the Japanese authorities into the currency markets to try and support the yen to give it some more strength, as it were, fairly short-lived, though we are still
correct
above where we were. Now, they do that, but, you know, it also begs the question now, what's the central bank doing? What is the Bank of Japan now doing? Because, I mean, they are doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result, which is Einstein's definition of insanity.
Investors have been betting against the Bank of Japan for many years. I think it's a tricky one to call. That being said, I mean, Japan has got less of an inflation issue than other geographies. So at the moment, you know, they can fall back on that. Yes, we're seeing the currency, we're seeing the impact in terms of global markets. It is a harder position to hold at this point. It'll be very interesting to see how it evolves.
So as we look across the yield curve generally, where do you see the most value?
I mean, you talked about the short U.S. rates. I think that is an interesting place to look. A fair amount is now priced in that area of the market. I touched on investment grade. I think again, credit. I think that's another area to look at. nice combination there because you've got a bit of protection because rates have gone up on the government side. Spreads have also widened. So with sort of concerns building about global growth, that gives an extra bit of cushion as well to look at. So these are areas of the market that you know, are of interest. Other thing to note, and we've seen a number of emerging markets be a lot more proactive actually than their developed markets counterparts in terms of raising rates. They've been ahead of the game in that sense in many geographies. So I think that's another interesting one to look at. You know, we were talking about the dollar. The question mark there is behavior of the dollar, of course. I do think it's an interesting one to watch as well.
Where's the crossover point on the yield curve? If we look at, say, 10-year yields, you know, spiking 18 basis points, if they dropped 18 basis points, that would be a sign that people were looking at recession. Where is that crossover line for you for the 10-year?
Well, I think we've crossed it, right? If you look at the shape of the curve in the U.S., and we're about 40 basis points between your 2s and 10s negative, that is already a reflection of what the market is thinking in terms of growth prospects.
All right, Henrietta, thank you for joining us. Henrietta Pacmon, head of Global Fixed Income at Allspring, with us live here.